Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
In today's episode, we discuss how we've fornicated in the same bed. We tell you what to expect in my upcoming documentary. Corey talks about the wicker basket that still haunts him to this day, and we call, live on the air, my very first fan. Stick around, subscribe on iTunes, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. Hey everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories I have never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. Now, before we get into this week's episode, we gotta give some love to our sponsor. They make these podcasts completely free, and I think you guys like that. So if you love a free podcast, give our sponsor some love. This week's episode is brought to you by Audible.com. They are the leading provider of audiobooks with over 180,000 downloadable titles. We love them so much. If you use audiblepodcast.com/besties, you get your first book for free. So use that link, give them some love, and if you want this podcast to remain free, love them as much as we do. Thanks, Audible. Oh, goodness me, Corey Cool.
Do you hear that jingle of the jangle?
I don't.
Winter is upon us.
Is that winter? Is that what a winter does? Oh, my God. How excited are you for that scary Christmas movie?
I was so excited.
What's it called? Snarkle?
I don't know.
It's like
scary.
Crunkle.
Krampus.
I think it's Grundle.
Krampus.
Krampus? Krumpus. It's called Krumpus.
But it's spelled Krampus.
It's got that one guy from that one show, but with the, where they look at the camera.
Oh, James Van
Parks and Rec with that guy. You know him?
Yeah. In fact, Krampus comes out this weekend.
Krumpus! Wait, no, does it?
Yeah.
Wait, this weekend or this weekend?
This weekend in December.
Ah, here we are in December. Oh, what a beautiful snowflake.
It's the 1st of December.
Can you believe all this snow?
It's snowing here in LA.
I can't get enough of it.
I said, snow thanks.
I said, wow, a couple weeks ago was Thanksgiving. What a fun time to be here in the present, right now in December.
A couple weeks ago? Are you on glue?
Maybe.
Thanksgiving was like... Oh. 3 days ago.
I can't keep track of my life. You know, some cultures don't even think about days. I'm talking, of course, about Mars.
Yeah.
Martian culture.
Know what I was really, really, really thinking about after that Martian movie came out?
What were you thinking?
So here we are.
Yeah.
People from Mars are called Martians.
Yeah.
People
Earthians.
From our Earth are called Earthlings.
Earthlings?
What the fuck Earthians. Are Venusians?
Visions.
Visions. Mercurians.
Okay. Well,
Uranians.
Uranian.
Jupiterians.
Okay. This is
what is it?
What a fun skit we've
I want to know.
Go, keep going.
We should discuss
you've
this.
You've got a couple more?
In the space episode.
I know. We really did miss
Plutians.
Out. Perhaps we'll have another space episode. Space 2.
But
the,
now.
The next frontier?
You guys, I think legally we can't call it the final frontier.
Oh, yeah.
And besides, we run out of content a lot on this podcast. We probably shouldn't call anything the final.
What? I don't know. What
like, we can't say it's
about.
The final space episode. Lord knows we're going to do 8.
Lord does know.
And by Lord knows, I mean.
You know what I need to invest in this Christmas season?
What? Mittens,
a
probably.
A crystal ball. No, a crystal ball. Or, oh my God, video idea. Don't steal it, anyone. Then again, nobody's stealing my content. Perhaps I go page by page of the emojis, and I collect all the things I can. An emoji scavenger hunt.
But you got to find them in real life?
Yes.
Oh, what do you have that, like, fucking corn a cob?
Okay, I'm gonna fucking go to the grocery store and buy every emoji.
And be like, emojis came to life and they got me.
I just went grocery shopping. I called it emojis.
How are you gonna get a sparkle?
Bitch, I am the sparkle.
Girl, you can't even
get a... I'm a do crack.
You can't...
I'll feel like a sparkle.
You can't even get a man in your real life. I don't know how you're gonna get these men to pretend that their emojis come to life. What's the budget?
I'm looking right at the man with the mustache.
Thank you.
It's a little spotty.
No shave November.
I'm looking,
Movember is
you know
over.
What I'm looking more
it's
at?
It's December 1.
I'm looking at...
More at?
The whale emoji
you
right
look
now.
Like, you know, what? Me and my good friend Kevin.
Who's Kevin?
We use the whale emoji a lot.
Who is Kevin?
You know Kevin. Kevin!
I thought
did that sound
that
just
Kevin.
Like Home Alone?
That sounds like... Oh, I thought you were going to say, that sounds like me yelling at Kevin.
No.
Kind
but
of.
Actually...
Kevin!
Kind of.
Oh, my God. What's your favorite Home Alone? You know, I loved Home Alone 3.
Was that the one where Macaulay wasn't even there?
Yeah.
It was some other dope.
Whoa, he had a bowl cut.
What is that kid up to? Who played
Google.com.
Roger
IMDb.
Rabbit?
Who is Roger Rabbit? I don't even know who is Roger Rabbit about.
Alone 3.
I loved Home Alone 3. I really did. Because I felt the most
God,
home.
Looking at this, I hate that.
It was actually a really good one.
He's got a parakeet. With a monkey. Oh, no, I think that's a hamster on it. Hamsters and monkeys. And suddenly there's four bad guys.
Yeah, dude. Double the drama. Double the drama.
Let me find out who played this.
Some kid.
Guess what? His name in the movie was Alex, and his name in real life is Alex.
I don't like it when they do that.
Actually.
Even worse, I don't like it when they kind of change the name.
He's your age.
From, like, Taylor to Tyler or something like that.
He's your age.
Oh, my God. Shut up. No, he's not. Is he?
Yeah.
What's he up to? Is he on Twitter?
I don't know.
Who was I just looking up on Twitter and I was like, is he hot now? I wonder. Who was it?
I think it was Alex D. Linz, the child who played Home Alone 3.
No, I was just looking up somebody and he was like, I was like, oh my God, he got hot. Who was it? Fuck, that's kind of fuck me up. It wasn't Roger Rabbit.
Oh, wait.
Was it Miss Piggy?
It appears that he does have a Twitter.
Who?
It says Alex D. Linz real. Oh, yeah. Official Twitter account for Alex D. Linz in Home Alone 3 and Max Keeble's big movie.
Anyway, you know who...
Guess how many followers he has.
Would you fuck...
oh, my God.
Who's that guy? Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
This is December. We're supposed to be in the holiday season.
It's the holiday season.
We're not fucking Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Okay, well, what is Jonathan Taylor?
So you know the youngest brother in Home Improvement?
Yes.
Would you fuck him when he got in his goth stage?
No!
So you don't like goth?
It's not that I don't like goth people. It's just that it wasn't his moment. And especially, okay, it's like even if he were isolated, you know, in the Big Brother house, how like you are there, you're in the house,
yeah.
You're with 12 people.
Well,
maybe.
Actually, there were 17 people in this season.
Okay, well, when you're halfway through and people have gotten
okay, so you're down to 12.
You're down to 12. Whatever. You're in the house and you start looking around and people that you wouldn't necessarily be attracted to.
You wouldn't.
You're kind of like.
Suddenly you would.
Slim Pickens, and you're suddenly wanting to. With that. Well, what I'm saying is.
Is that if you were in Castaway, you would have fucked that volleyball. Wilson.
Have you ever fucked a guy named Wilson?
No.
Or have you ever had sex in a Wilson Hall?
Yes.
Oh my God. If you're at Michigan State campus, drive by Wilson Hall, you'll see a building where Corey has fornicated.
That's odd that you don't think you and I have both fornicated in the same room
I don't know
on separate
why you're,
occasions.
I don't know why you're telling people that we...
I just clarified.
No, Corey and I... So Corey lived
Did
in a room...
Did you swap out that mattress?
I had to after you were done with it.
Because it was blown out. The springs.
Corey lived
speaking
in.
Speaking of blown out.
Corey lived. Are you about to talk about Blown Away, the hit Carrie Underwood album?
Yes, yes.
Corey and I lived in the same room.
At separate times.
In Wilson Hall. He lived in it the year before I did. And then I got upgraded and I got
I lived
room.
In it for 2 years before you even were existing. Before you even born.
I'm dripping down my chin.
Oh,
I just
that's
had a
not
sip
all
of
you're dripping down.
What?
Yeah.
Dripping down. What a good song
Would you
title.
Rather be a dripping down or a stripping clown?
Oh my. imagine. Oh, my God. Imagine. Oh, I can't wait for you to get engaged and for me to throw you a fucking, what's that called? Bachelor party?
You're going to make me slip and drown.
You're either going to get a stripping clown until you
or
trip
you're gonna,
and drown.
Or you're going to slip and drown.
Or you're going to have a flipping frown.
Crown.
I'm going to flip your frown.
Oh, that would be so sweet.
I know. I'm really thoughtful at your Halloween. What's it called? Not a Halloween party.
A bachelor party.
Can we do a... Oh, my God. Your bachelor party is going to be off the chain.
You are literally not coming.
Wait.
You know I'm going to invite, like, friends from home from Michigan, and they're not... They're all going to be like, I'm afraid to fly. And it's going to be like, you and I at a Cheesecake Factory is my bachelor party.
You know who will come?
Who?
Jonathan Taylor Thomas. If we send out the invites, you know Lil Mama.
Wait.
You know Lil Mama.
Yeah, her lip gloss is popping.
Yeah, she'll be there.
Her lip gloss is cool.
Now, how cool are we talking?
Not as cool as Alex D. Lins.
Oh my God. Who is Alex D. Lins? Oh, Home Alone 3. So, you know in Home Alone when they're at the airport?
His latest...
Can you believe they had to go up to the thing and be like, do you got any flights going out today to this city? Imagine, like, traveling back in the day. Like, how archaic.
This is a great story.
Anyway, here we are in December. It's National Bingo Month. How are you celebrating?
Bingo.
Wow. Cool.
I'm just walking around saying bingo, big boy.
Now, oh my God. Now, Boingo Hotspot.
Very confusing with Bingo's not hotspot.
Clot spot. My vein that is clotting.
What?
My Boingo clot spot.
You know what?
Did you ever get a bloody nose and then, blow your nose and it's just a big, huge gunk of
No,
gunk.
You've told this story so many times.
It's my Boingo clot spot.
You know what is coming up in December?
What?
Sarah Bareilles' birthday.
Oh my gosh. Well, to celebrate her birthday, I gotta give her a little gift.
I would love for her to give me a gift.
Okay, well, here's your gift, okay? Well, to celebrate Sarah Bareilles' birthday, it feels only appropriate to incorporate her while giving some love to our sponsor, which is Audible. You guys know them and love them. They are the leading provider of audiobooks with over 180,000 downloadable titles. And if you love podcasts, you will love audiobooks with your commute, with your workout, whatever you do in your life, you should probably listen to a book while you do it. I am recommending this month, because like I said, it's Sarah Bareilles' birthday, her new book. Corey, what's it called?
Sounds Like Me.
Did you love it?
Yeah, and the audio version is incredible because it's narrated by her.
Which, I mean, I love her voice to begin with, so obviously I'm going to love her voice cooing into my ear while she tells me all of the stories behind all of the songs. So if you want to get that or any other book, you can go to audiblepodcast.com/besties. You get your first book free with that link, and like I said, you can get that one or any other book. So use that link, audiblepodcast.com/besties. Thanks, Audible, for giving us the love. We love you so much. So happy birthday, Sarah Bareilles. I mean, the best gift that you can get, Sarah, is a hangout session with Corey Cool.
She actually doesn't really like her birthday.
I thought you were going to say actually doesn't really like me.
Well, that too.
Well, she doesn't follow you on Twitter, so that's your first
You and her are the same height.
No.
Yeah. 5'5 and alive.
She is not my height. I always thought she was like 5'11.
I did too. She looks like
also,
a tall girl.
Also, I'm not 5'5. I'm at least like 5'8.
Well, that's not what your doctor told me.
Who's my doctor?
I saw a note from your doctor on your desk at home, and it
exposing my height.
And it said you were 5'5".
Said, look at this little queer, 5'5", ready to thrive. Chicken alive.
I mean, even Google says you're 5'5", so.
Have you ever done a dive, a nose dive?
Yeah, and then I got that congealed blood clot.
Oh
nose.
My God! So when my little, when my older sister,
have you ever bled in snow? Yeah.
No. My older
like
sister.
Like the Krampus.
My older sister had a birthday party once at the Holiday Inn.
I loved a Holiday Inn birthday party in Jackson.
Yes, at the one right on the highway, right when you were entering
town. They had that indoor putt-putt. They had that indoor putt-putt.
I have a story about it.
Go.
My grandpa.
Oh my God.
Before he corpsed it out. Once lived at that Holiday Inn. And
okay, well, listen. Anytime they fumigate someone's house, they're going to put you in a
Holiday. Well, here's the thing. I was like 6 or something, and I didn't have a very healthy relationship with any of my family.
I can still smell the, like, pool.
That, yes, the chlorine. So I went to that, and it was muggy in that building.
Oh, it was always very, like a greenhouse.
Yes.
And not just because their colors
were green. We went to go visit my grandpa at that Holiday Inn, and for some reason I had the mentality that he lived there. I bet he was just there for the
just
weekend.
Just literally dumb.
And I thought, I was like, holy fuck, my grandpa's rich as fuck. If he's living at the Holiday Inn.
He's got a putt-putt.
Unlimited putt. I literally thought, He could putt whenever he wanted. Yeah. No budget.
When we were in...
Oh, my sister had... Back to that story. Yeah. My sister had that birthday party at the Holiday Inn. Somebody ruined it by diving into the no diving section.
Scratched their nose on the bottom of the
pool. Had that boingo clot spot in the pool.
Did they really?
Yes! He literally broke his nose in the pool. They were like high schoolers.
No diving. No boundaries. We used to have... Our student council would have retreats in the summer. And we would always go to that Holiday Inn in Jackson. And we'd play this fun game called...
You drive 10 minutes down the road.
Listen, I had to print out a map on MapQuest to get there.
Did you? Oh, my God. Dark days.
We would play this game. Well, another high school would always come and, like, the student councils would compare notes and ideas and, like, we'd help...
We did that with yearbook class. There was a convention.
Well, and so then we would play this game called Fruit Basket Upset. Have you heard about it?
It's where they put you in a basket and they made you upset.
Well, they turn it upside down. And that always makes me upset.
An upside down wicker?
So then, speaking of wicker, there's a scene in Snervous where you and I are talking on the plane, and there's a woman in the background putting a wicker basket in the overhead compartment.
No! P.S. Is wicker? Ooh, I'm skipping CD. Is Snervous out right now?
No.
Oh, well, get ready. It's coming.
But no, I will show you the scene. Like, you and I talking.
A wicker basket!
And there's a woman literally like a motherfucking picnic basket putting it in the overhead.
Was it me in the chapter about Michelle Obama?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I just can't even imagine who was bringing a wicker basket on the plane. And I didn't
imagine
see it.
Your carry on a huge wicker basket.
I didn't see it when we
what
lived
a fucking
it.
Idiot.
But I can't, I've seen the movie 9 times and I can't watch the documentary without staring at this woman in her wicker basket.
I can't wait to, you know those.
What
those...
was in that wicker basket?
A child.
Half child, half puppy.
A puppy.
A puppy.
I don't know where the bee came from. A baby puppy. A puppy.
A puppy. What's a baby?
No.
That's like a fetus puppy. A puppy.
You know those... Jesus Christ. You know those little mini trips you can take from L.A. to San Francisco and you don't even have to pack a suitcase. You're just going for the day. So
I just
like,
wear all
my clothes.
You
bring your book bag and that's it.
Yeah.
You don't even need a book bag sometimes. What if you just brought a wicker basket?
Yeah.
A simple wicker.
Yeah. I've seen a guy on an airplane with a skateboard before.
Okay. Well, let's not get crazy.
I had this book when I grew up that was like... Trucks give cars piggyback rides.
Okay. That's a lot for me to think about. A truck giving a car a piggyback ride.
Right.
Oh, like a fucking...
Semi.
Like, yes.
And you know when the cars are all on it.
I hate when some of them are facing the other way. Like,
it stresses you out.
I'm like, that's a big block letter to me.
I had a friend whose like goal in life was to drive a car up onto one of those while both vehicles were moving.
Wow.
I stopped being friends with that. Stop being friends with that person.
Did you meet that person at the Holiday Inn during retreat?
They're probably at the Holiday Inn playing putt-putt.
They're probably bringing a wicker basket as their carry-on. That's
how. Do you think they've made that Holiday Inn into a Holiday Inn Express?
That Holiday Inn got closed, dude.
No, don't you. I can't lie to you. Can we call
them? Do you never drive down that highway?
Can we call them and ask, are you open?
I feel like the older I
get. Listen, I never looked at that side of the highway because there's a Red Lobster on the other side of the highway.
The older I get, the shorter that drive feels. Is that some type of deep shit or what?
Yeah, I think it's because... You're getting old.
I think I'm old and crusty.
Yeah. Winter is coming.
What?
Are you going home for the holidays?
Yeah, I guess. Oh, my God.
Is your mom going to make mankind?
Actually, I can't really confirm or deny that we're going home or not because our families might be listening. And we might be home.
And your mom's going to be like, you said on the psychobabble that you were coming.
Some years we go home. Like last year, I think we went home. I went home for like 2 weeks or something. And
I'm...
Mom, I love you, but like you're a wicker basket to my Holiday Inn. I don't know if I need it. Shut it down.
But it doesn't fit in the overhead.
And it don't
you know
feel express.
Mean.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shut it down.
What if you went home for the holidays and you stayed at a hotel instead of at your mom's?
Oh my God.
But it was a good hotel.
I don't hate it.
It was a good hotel with like the plug. You know, it's got an outlet right next to the bed.
It's got not even just an outlet, but also a USB port right next to the bed.
I don't need a USB port.
Are you Kittles?
Like,
the clown?
Pull out your USB cord. And your good cords.
I need
it's the holidays.
And you cord Overstreet?
Look like a slob.
My favorite cord Overstreet?
You don't want to look like a pig.
My cords.
You want to look like a pig in pumps.
Stop it. A hog in heels.
Everyone knows when a hog in heels, it's a hog in squeals.
Anyway, if you want to see a hog in heels, be sure to get my new documentary, Snervous. There's literally a scene of me in heels.
You almost tripped.
I was tripping.
It was as if you were
Let's talk about some scenes that they're going to see in the movie that aren't actually in the movie. If you want to see me tripping acid for 30 minutes, get the new documentary.
Oh, you're making stuff up.
That's literally the theme.
If you want to see me poop in my hand and slap Tyler, go to youtube.com/CoreyCool.
Oh, God. If you want to see...
What?
Did I have a bloody nose in the movie?
Oh,
or did that scene get caught?
No.
Plot.
Why do you get so many bloody noses? Do you think it's the winter time?
Well, you know, I was talking to my mom about this.
Cold, and your nose gets all froze.
Yes, dry. I was talking about this with my mom. I was like, do you remember when I used to have these men come over to my room all the time and give me shots? And she goes, what? And I go, did I make this up? Or was my entire childhood people coming over to my room and inserting syringes into me?
That's like alien space shit.
Well, turns out I had that happen once, and apparently they did, I think, two in one day, and I thought it was my entire childhood. I had to get shots. And my mom was like, you're a fucking idiot.
It stunted your growth.
And here I am, 5'5", ready to thrive.
Born to be alive.
Oh my God.
Born to be alive.
You know, we're nearing the 5-year anniversary of Born This Way, the hit album. Maybe we should do a Queens episode.
No.
Have we done a Queens episode for Lady Gaga?
No, because she hasn't dropped any good music.
Hey, fuck you, firstly. Cheek to cheek.
I want to talk to you about the dream I had last night. You and I were on our way to work out in the morning.
Oh my God, that is so us.
And we were driving, and you made me go the wrong way, and we ended up on a highway that was closed.
Oh my God.
And we drove off of it, and we were falling, and I was like,
like, whoa. A lemming?
And I was like, great, we're dead. We're both dead, and this is your fault because you made me go the wrong way. And then right before I hit the water, I thought, oh, thank God, this is a dream. Then I woke up.
Did I ever tell you about the time?
I was in a fright.
It was winter. There I was in Michigan, visiting my dear friend Grace, and I turned onto the highway the wrong way.
You went the wrong way.
I was driving the wrong way on the highway. I literally had to pull over to the side and go. I was laughing so hard. I was like, oopsies. So I pulled a U-ey and went the right way on the highway.
But was it the right way or the wrong way? Once you did a U-ey, were you then going the right way or no?
I did a U-ey, but I accidentally went 360 and I continued going the wrong way. No, I went the right way. Fucking idiot.
Fwoof.
In the words of my good friend Mamrie Hart, fwoof. And it's just fwoof.
Fwoof. So it's December 1. Did you put up the tree?
No, you fuck.
You know, I always want to put it up on November 1, but no one will let me.
Hey, I started listening to Christmas music back in
October.
No, September. I played my
this
Christmas
isn't a competition.
I was listening to Christmas music last December.
Oh, well.
In anticipation of this December. Stop rubbing your nose.
I guess.
What's going on over there?
I guess if that's the case.
Oh, my God. Ew. Don't
then
do
I
that.
Was born.
My dad does that.
I was born.
And he leaks on me.
4 years before you, so I guess I've been listening to Christmas music longer.
Okay.
I guess I win.
Frumpus.
Would you fuck the Grampus? I mean the Krampus.
The Krumpus. Would you call K105.3 to try to win tickets to Krumpus?
Absolutely.
Did you ever call the radio station when you were a kid?
Have you not heard the story?
I was so obsessed
with my
own voice that I would call just to request songs.
I'm surprised.
Here we are with the podcast.
When's your episode dropping? My cousin Jackie and I, we would work all summer at my grandparents' restaurant.
Wait, are you my second cousin?
Yes.
Is that how second cousins work?
Listen, I don't know. I'm not a math major. My cousin Jackie and I, we would work all summer at my grandma's restaurant. And we would both like open and there would always be a trivia question.
Those meats?
There would always be a trivia question in the morning at like 7:30.
Okay, what are you trying to be, a coffee shop?
I would call the radio station to try to get the trivia right.
This is before Google. You couldn't just Google a question.
No. We were like, I didn't even have a cell phone. I think I did have a cell phone. It was a Nextel.
Did I ever tell you about the time you had a Nextel?
I was very
damn,
cool.
You're rich.
Yeah.
It was part
of the family
plan. I always had a shitty phone from the start. But once this is not my shining moment. I actually really regret it. And I'm going to take this opportunity to say I'm sorry to my stepdad for this. He splurged and got me a new phone. And I was so excited. Then he sent me a picture of it. And it was a shimmering gold-plated phone, and I laid it into him. I said, I can't fucking carry that phone around. It's so stupid-looking. And I think I made him feel really bad. So, Dad, Sorry about that.
Wow. I'm glad it's holiday time and you're apologizing.
Should I call him and say I'm sorry?
No. Okay. We don't have time for that.
Well, Lord knows he doesn't know how to fucking figure out a podcast.
And you know he's probably answering the gold phone that you rejected. And he's had it all these years.
I will say that.
Was it real gold?
No, it was gold plated and it was stupid looking. It wasn't even a Nextel.
Did you ever have a Nextel?
Did you ever have a ringback?
Do you guys? Oh, say
you know who still has a ringback?
My mom.
Jessica.
Alba.
No. The Jessica, who's a 20.
Oh.
I would say her full name, but I don't want people to, like, stalk her. But she listens to the podcast. I called her.
And she had a ring back.
I called her
what
a couple months
it?
Ago. It was like, dun, 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 dun,
that's not a real dun, ring back. Dun, dun, like, my mom used to have, like, Usher, like, dun, 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 dun. My mom had Usher songs ring back. What was her favorite one? That one. We be up in the club being zombies all night.
Actually, I don't know if that was her ringback. Should we call and see what the ringback is right now?
No, we shouldn't.
She should just say hi to the podcast.
This is official. Man, you're just getting all your holiday deeds out of the way.
Colin.
Lord knows we're crossing our fingers for a ringback.
I wasn't fucking with you.
Oh my God, just hang up.
Jessica.
Hang up and tell her you butt dialed her.
She hung up on me!
Thank God.
What
I did
bitch.
Not want to talk
what a literal
to her.
Mean human. I hope she loses her phone and has to use a gold plated crusty phone.
I picture your dad wearing it as like a necklace chain.
Ew.
Yeah.
Hey, did you use Nextel?
Did you
Next people?
I had it when I was in college. I had a Nextel up until I was in college. Until
my dad
it was like
would,
bought out.
My dad would use it and I would be like, this is my
biological
dad.
Oh my God. It was so fun. You just walkie-talkied.
Why not just texty wexty?
Text didn't exist when Nextel was popular.
What do you?
Nextel was a phone that had like a walkie-talkie feature, so you would literally just like walkie-talkie.
But what
was
the sound of it?
It was like a chirp. It was
no,
like a little
you're
Nextel.
You're thinking,
it was like,
are
bloop,
we both going to go next?
Bloop, Nextel soundboard. Sound. Here it goes. I found the Nextel beep beep sound.
Jessica's calling. Oh, that was it. Okay. Answering Jessica's call. Hello?
Hi, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to hang up on you.
That's rude.
Oh, I'm here with Corey. We're recording the podcast. Say hi.
Oh my God, this is the most exciting thing that has ever happened to me.
Well, we were in deep discussion about what is it called?
Ringbacks.
Ringback tones. And I said, well, my friend Jessica has, and I was like, I think her ringback is dun, 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 dun. And then we called and there you were. It was that.
It's the classic.
Did you pay for that?
I think originally I did, and I'm a little bit worried I may still be paying for it.
Oh my God. Monthly fee for the past decade.
But I think it's only $1 and I feel like that's worth it.
$12 over the course of 10 years, $120. I took math.
That's your Oklahoma High School education.
I mean, what can I say? Go Chieftains?
Yeah.
So, Jessica, what are you doing? Say hi to the people at home.
Well, I'm at work right now.
Oh my God, glamorous.
It is super glamorous.
Oh wait, oh my God, does that mean I can't talk to you right now?
Oh, no, you can't. Actually, I'm just taking a little bit of a break.
Oh. The people at home, I think they need to know context about you. You always claim to have been my first subscriber.
I was your first fan. Because I think I was one of the first people who watched your videos who they were not intended for.
Oh, wait, they were intended for you.
I know. Well, I mean, no, they weren't. People know the lore of Tyler Oakley. They know the little handful of people they were for.
I'm like,
my heart is pounding.
What, really? Well, the people, if you are listening at home, tweet hashtag, what's a hashtag? Hashtag ring back for Jessica.
Mm.
Get it trending, y'all. It's just,
you're going to be so famous.
Because you were my first fan. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, you're welcome. I'm still your number one fan.
Are you going to come to the Okemos book signing? Or did you already? Because this episode is airing in December.
Yeah, it was so fun.
Okay, good.
It was just all the locals coming out for their hometown guy.
God bless. Okay, well, we gotta go, but enjoy work.
Oh my gosh, thank you, and just thank you. Bye, everybody.
Okay, love you later.
Love you, bye.
Wow. What an exclusive with my first fan.
Wow. Oh my God.
I will say though, I think she was my actual first fan. She was at least in the first 20 people that subscribed to me.
On YouTube.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, yeah.
They weren't just spam bots. Mm-hmm. She was.
Well, I don't know what to say anymore.
Okay, well,
I think that's a good note to end on. And by note, I mean her ring back. I'm not meeting you halfway.
Corey is not a singer per se.
But in the car, I get
but
it.
But in the car, he is all about those harmonies, and I don't even know if he's meaning to. Last night, we were listening to some country song,
Thank you. You
were literally singing an entire verse, just the harmonies, and I was like, does he know what he's doing? Because it sounds great.
Thank you.
So when I say, bum, bum, ba-dum, bum, 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 give it back the harmony.
You know I don't even know what a harmony is. It's just I'm just a naturally good born singer.
Give me the fourth harmony.
I don't know it. You want to go back to the Rascal Flatts song?
Girl, you are the definition of a Rascal Flat. Justin.
That was my joke. When a Rascal Flat is flat.
Yeah, that's how you know.
That's how you know.
Oh, oh my gosh. Yeah. We don't have the rights to that. So we got to go. Corey,
so
where
weird.
Can people find you?
My record deal is pending. Okay. 2016, y'all. Find me on Twitter, and you'll probably find me in the record bin.
The record bin?
Yeah.
The bargain bin is
right.
Where you're going to be. Hey, what's that song I love?
Yeah, Shadazy.
Shadazy. Okay. You can find me, Tyler Oakley, everywhere. And you can subscribe to the podcast. Good luck with your lives.
And
I hope you're enjoying Binge.
Happy December 1st.
Happy December.
Don't get murdered by a Krampus.
Bye!
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals, only at Smoothie King.